Okay, everyone get comfortable for about 20 minutes. What we'll do is we'll do the preliminaries initially, and then you'll have a wiggle break for a couple seconds, and then we'll do the Tonglen meditation. So get in a comfortable position. Most importantly, make sure you are comfortable, you're not in too much pain in your knees or your back, and try to straighten your back as much as possible. Bring your mind back into the room, your motivation and reason for being here tonight. Remember that we're still in the class. And one of the first steps in the preliminaries is to take refuge. Refuge is like going for protection. And this time we're going to go for protection to the very truth of how things work. The lack of a self-existent nature. We're going to go for protection to the fact that things are absent of a self-existent nature, and that they're not set one way or the other, and that this world can change because of this very truth. Next thing we do is to generate bodhicitta, which is to generate a willingness to do things for the benefit of others. So bring to mind somebody who you want to work with tonight, someone you want to bring close to you into your circle, that you want to exchange yourself with. Make them an object that you wish to work hard for so that they can receive the benefits. Now bring a very holy being in front of you. It could be a historical figure, someone that you know is a very special person, whether you've met them or not. It could be someone you know. It could be your lama. It could be a teacher. It could be a family member or your partner. Bring somebody in front of you that you have a lot of admiration and respect for. Bringing to mind some of their admirable qualities, how they act, and how they talk, and how they think. In your mind, prostrate and honor these enlightened qualities of body and speech and mind that this holy person in front of you has in them. Such a holy being in front of you, you want to offer them something. If you know what they like, whether it's an apple or a glass of water, or all of your prayers, all of your troubles, they will take away everything from you. Make a huge offering, filling the sky with as much as you can, and present it to them. Now we're going to purify something that we may have done today. So play back in your head some event of the day, maybe that you got angry at someone, or that you were short on patience, or you said something that you regretted later, or you didn't do something that you said you were going to do or you wanted, or that you had committed to doing. Something that you wish that didn't happen today. Play it back in your head. And resolve to do the antidote to that, or at least restrain yourself from doing it again, with the awareness of the fact that you know how things arise and you don't want the results of these impurities and these wrong deeds done to play back upon you later on and cause you even more mental afflictions. Now we'll do the opposite. We'll play back in our head a beautiful thing we did today. An act of body, speech, or mind which we brought love or happiness or shelter to another person. And we're rejoicing in it to commit the beauty of the deed we did to ensure that we get the results of doing such good karma. Because we know we cannot reach the ultimate goal by ourselves and that we need a teacher to show us the path, how to do it right and how not to do it, so that we don't make the mistakes anymore, we ask the Holy Being in front of us to continue to teach us, to show us the path to achieving pure bodhicitta. Because we know that things are fragile, that things come and go, and that nothing stays forever. And the very beauty of a teacher in your life is so rare that you ask them to stay with you until you do reach your ultimate goal, may mean beyond the very extent of this life and to any future life, you're asking them to never leave you in their quest to help you reach pure total enlightenment. If you need to, you can adjust your body a little bit. I'm going to start with the focusing on your breath, because the breath is crucial for the practice of Tonglen. So put your awareness at the tip of your nose. Your entire mind and mental focus should be at the tip of your nose. You're a sentry of all things going in and out. Your awareness of the very nature of your breath against the skin and the hair of your nose. Observe with careful detail every exhalation and every inhalation. To mind somebody who you want to work with tonight, who you want to exchange yourself and others with. See them with as much detail as you can. Even put detail in the room that they may be in, where they're sitting, what they look like, things that are happening around them. The more clear that you identify the image here, the more powerful it can be. And see your presence as a ghost. They don't see you. They don't notice you. And you can fly around the room and explore every single detail to bring it to mind. And identify where they are hurting, where they have pain, where they're suffering. It could be what we all suffer from: age, sickness, and death. Could be something unique, like a heartbreak or some other specific ailment. But identify what it is that is actually really hurting them the most. See these things you identify as their suffering take the form of black smoke in their body. So we're giving it a physical manifestation, and it travels throughout their body just like the blood travels. try to bring it into a point in the center part of their heart. So working from the extremities, you can slowly start bringing all of that manifest suffering as black smoke into a ball that gets tighter and tighter to a small point within their chest. Now, in your mind, have a willingness to take away their suffering. Make a commitment to take away their suffering. And take personal responsibility for pulling this black tar substance away from the center of the heart. And then over a series of 10 breaths, bring it out. It rises up from their heart and out of their nostrils to a point just in front of your nose. So do this now over about 10 breaths. Now, in your own heart, is the very enemy of Tonglen, is the enemy of serving others, and that is the self-cherishing, which we visualize as a small flame, about an inch high, in your chest. Be sure to keep in mind the very meaning of this flame, and that it does represent your own self-cherishing, which is antithetical to serving others and to taking away other people's pain and the personal responsibility which you've just committed yourself to. Maybe think of an act. Identify a self-cherishing act you did today. And it's represented in that flame in your chest. Go back to the ball in front of your nose. Bring it to mind very clearly. Remember what it represents. Identify the suffering that you've pulled out of this other person who you're exchanging yourself with. And we're now going to take it inside of ourselves for the single sole purpose of destroying it. We do not want to carry this pain and suffering with us. Our act of taking it inside of us serves the purpose of basically suffocating our own self-cherishing and destroying the pain of others, all within one act. On an inhalation, when I say go, you will bring the tari substance through your nostrils, and in one inhalation, bring it to touch with the flame. At that point, the flame bursts into a white light, destroying itself, the self-cherishing, and the suffering of the other being. So get ready on an exhale so you can get ready for that. Go. Afterwards, be sure to exhale any kind of residual smoke. Maybe make a few extra exhalations, consciously removing any of the substances from within inside of you. Next, identify something you want to give to this person, whether they know they need it or not. If you know that they do, bring it up in your mind as an offering, as a gift to them. And bring it at a point in your chest. And from that very gift that you're going to give them, radiates great white light and it starts to fill up the whole cavity around your chest. By the pure virtue of the act of giving, it starts to radiate throughout your entire body, and your whole body then is an emanation of this great white light. See the light emanating outside of your body now. And in rays, it goes over to the person. And see it totally enveloping them. The light coming out of your object of giving from your whole body is transforming them. Your gift is given to them. Bring your mind back out a little bit. Now you have to see the virtue of what you've just done and see the results of your practice. See these holy subjects that you've been working with being transformed and changed by the acts of taking and giving which you just performed. See that they no longer suffer from the very things which you remove from them. See them happier. See them younger. See them healthier. See them having everything that they need. I see that this joy that you've given them will last forever. Be very happy for what you've just done. Now we'll go out and dedicate the virtue from this meditation, which commits the good deed into a pure and positive result. Let's dedicate tonight the practice that we just did for the future success of this meditation and the transformation of your whole world, based on the fact that you can give and take on the breath. Lastly, request blessings from the Holy Lama in front of you. So bring them to mind again. Remember their virtuous qualities. Lay at their feet. And with a knowingness that you cannot do it without them, ask them for your help. Ask them for their help. Ask them for their help. Lastly, you can ask the Holy Being to stay with you for the day, and they readily agree, so that to bring these holy qualities that you were admiring in them into yourself, so that you can obtain those very qualities yourself. So by bringing the Holy Being in front of you, inside of you, you would take on those very high qualities that you once admired in them. See them coming to the top of your head, shrinking smaller and smaller. Straighten your back. There's a central channel that runs down right in front of the spine. And in your heart, you've prepared a beautiful place for them to be. I see them descending down from the tip of your head, just in front of your spine, where they reside in your beautiful meditation area that you've prepared for them in your heart, that has everything they need. And then deep within you are the very beautiful qualities of this enlightened being. For the rest of the night, remember that this being is inside of you and that you are them. You can bring your mind back to the room. Start to wiggle your arms and your legs.